Hang on, let me find this.
Like, hold on, I had to read.
Also, character sheet. That would be probably a good idea.
I asked you people if you had this up. And then I gave you 10 minutes of setup where you could have gotten it.
I was on the phone.
Yeah, sure you were. Sure, we're all...
I was! I told you, Matt, I will end
Sure,
you.
We're all on the phone. I was on the phone for 3 hours tonight. That's why I wasn't home.
Two tens!
Hang on. Still pulling it up. It's loading. Scrolling. Stats.
Scrolling.
Dice for
Games plus guitar. Two, four,
I'm
six,
lit.
Seven. We are engaging the nozzle.
What?
Sweet Jesus, two tens.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I mean the other
roll brains plus, you know, mind
read. Hey. Roll brains plus mind read with a plus two bonus.
No, a minus two. You don't want to be inside her mind. It's all like a
he's not
like
no,
watching
he's
just... a Pink Floyd movie.
I'm not reading her mind. I'm fine. I know where the card is because I saw it fall when it fell out of the deck when she put it on the table.
He's precognized it.
Am I rolling for
no,
this?
No,
or
it's
not?
Fine. It's an aside.
Right. Hold on. Let me just go online to a tarot reading generator thing because that's not the.
What?
Scott's future is uncertain.
I'm losing my immersion, Charlie. It's actually
a certain tact of terror with terror reading.
Nah, it's all bullshit. He's just gonna make something up.
Okay.
I am gonna.
Of course, she's making things up.
It would be bullshit anyway.
Amanda, I can still hear you.
Yes, that's one. First one of the night.
Okay. Yeah. She explained. Hold on. Let me.
She lays down the cards and then explains to me what they mean.
All right.
They're too complex for me to understand.
Okay, yeah. Here I'm just going to link this one on
facade.com. What is it a facade for?
I'm not clicking that link.
Tarot for Anonymous. The fourfold vision spread offers a progression of different ways.
What? Okay.
What about 5 years ago?
This was dumb.
So, okay. Are you going to interpret this at all, Charlie, or am I going to have to do it? Do you want me to do a tarot reading?
I am being, okay.
I drew the cards. You can do the.
Because as we discovered in the last Persona session, Nate actually knows a lot about tarot.
Okay, yeah, actually, how about you do the tarot reading for Scott? It's one of those four card crosses things he uses.
Okay.
Actually, Nate would know things about Scott's future. All right, so yeah, you guys are.
What? Who are we kidding? This has never seen the light of day.
That's what I said about the Slender Man game, and then it went on the air.
Matt's gonna get to episode 30 and be like, "Fuck it, I'm done."
Fuck it, no more Freitas.
They're only ransom rewards from now on. You have to pay us for them. And we give you this.
What are you talking about? This is gold.
It is.
Oh, it's a good band name.
I mean, come on. People listen to session 14. The session I made up.
I will roll for how good of a band name this is.
Thanks for editing this future, Matt.
All right. Yeah.
James, bring me one.
No.
I need a second.
Do it.
Why are we taking time after this?
Shut up! He does it excellently!
Okay, the page is loading.
Wait, what is this? What are we doing?
Hold on.
Read that one. Read that
don't
one.
Don't care if you read it already.
Right. Oh god, are we doing MacGyver?
Alright, well while you're doing this, I'm gonna use the picture.
Shut up, someone found one.
So I'll be back in a minute.
Imagine, if you will, a 3x7-inch wooden frame. A frame that's a gateway to a world of imagination. Wipe your mind on the welcome mat you're about to enter. The scary door.
Dun, 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 dun.
God damn it.
Alright, well, our GM has left us, so we are alone in a godless universe.
Right, what the hell? This is the end of Frida's session 36, I think. I don't remember. I'll just call this Frida session 37 because it's probably going to feed into something that Nate's doing. So let's see. In the last session, the kids went to a fun fair at Spring Crescent, and they and Emma met up with Molly, and Molly was is apparently a psychic bully.
Molly's a dick.
Which is impressive.
No, no, I actually realized this. Molly's a psychic bully. Like she rags on everybody's worst areas, kind of makes fun of them for it, and then backs down at the first sign of resistance.
Yup. Characters that are irrational and do strange things based on emotions and wow.
What?
Crazy. Crazy.
In Molly's case, it's not even. In Molly's case, it's not even based on emotions. She's just kind of. I think her brain's just a little broken from traumatic events.
Well, yes, that's
because she used to be the kid who sat in the corner and eat paste like back in the Little Fears game.
She just wants to be more like Jimmy, and Jimmy's a bully, so she's a bully.
To be fair, yeah, she was pretty weird in the Little Fears game anyway.
All right. So people did some stuff at the fun fair, and there was some fun at that. There was some fun had at that fair. Also, $25, and then and then they spent it all on pizza. And then Emma showed you guys a secret door in a coat closet that goes into the Lafay National Park. And Molly proceeded to psychic bully again, and Emma slapped her in the face after Neil threatened to snap her neck.
He was going to beat the crap out of her, not snap her neck.
He was going to destroy her. He's going to take his foot and plant it firmly up her ass.
He doesn't know.
He was going to wear her like a shoe.
Not gonna deny that, but he wouldn't kill her.
God damn it!
you would just make her hurt all over.
Nobody trusts whether or not you would do that. And so after some stuff, people walked off. There was some discussions had about whether or not 13-year-old girls should slap other 13-year-old girls, and then people decided to go check out some birds.
Most irrational discussion.
Frida's is serious business.
Serious business, guys.
The most irrational discussion. Most irrational discussion to have.
What it's supposed to what? What is it supposed to?
Okay.
And I still talk
okay,
as
so
Matt.
Okay, so I actually dropped out of that's what it's supposed. And then according to my Skype, Nate went offline.
Also, Manda, you're talking as Matt. I mean, Matt, you're talking as Manda
now. Yeah, not you anymore. So what are you guys...
But I'm still you.
What were you guys saying?
Anyway.
Hold on, I need to make a roll for Neil's next decision. Odds or even, guys?
Odds.
Alright.
Standing there. And then I accidentally hit the button to pause the recording somehow.
Fuck.
It's okay. I hit the button to unpause the recording.
Yay!
God damn it. I asked him not to burn the forest down. Hang on.
So,
hanging.
Oh, so, yeah, we're... So, yeah, we're...
Hang on.
What are we hanging on for, Sam?
It was so I could go yell at my roommates, but then that didn't happen.
All right. Well, let's see.